13th chapter, subject stealing the gaps by Brahma. Sir, Subhadev Goswami was very much encouraged when Maharaj Parikshit inquired from him for the reason how the cowherd's boy discussed about the death of Agassu after 1 year. He said as follows, "My dear king, you are making the subject matter of transcendental pastimes of Krishna fresher by your inquisitiveness, and it is the nature of devotees constantly to apply his mind, energy, words, tears, and everything in the matter of hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness, and being trapped in the matter of hearing and chanting about Krishna, the subject matter never becomes technique or older. That is the significance of transcendental subject matter in comparison to material subject matter. A material subject matter becomes technique, and one cannot hear on a certain subject for a long time. He wants to change. But so far, transcendental subject matter is concerned, it is called Nitya Navayama. This Nitya Navayama means that you go on chanting and hearing about the Lord, you'll never feel tired, you'll feel fresh to hear more and more about Krishna. That's why it is the duty of spiritual master to disclose all confidential subject matter to the as such. Sukadev Goswami addressed the king and said, "Now you hear about this city with attention. If Lord Krishna, after saving his friends from the mouth of Agassu, and after killing the demon, he brought his friends on the bank of Jamuna, began to address them as follows. In quotation, "My dear friends, just see how this spot is very nice for the purpose of our taking lunch and playing on the soft sandy land on the bank of the Jamuna. You can see how the lotus flower in the water are beautifully blown, distributing the flavor all around, and how the chanting of the birds along with the queen of the peacock, surrounded by the whispering of the leaves of the tree, combined together, presenting a sound vibration, echoing one another, indicating the beautiful scenery created by the trees here, etc. So let us have our lunch in this spot, because it is already too late, and we are feeling hungry, but the cats remain near us, and let them drink water from Jamuna, while we shall be engaged in our lunch. Taking the calves may be engaged in eating the soft grasses prepared for this part." On hearing this proposal from Krishna, all the cowherd boys became very much glad and said, "Certainly, let us all sit down here to take our lunch." This way, they let loose the calves to eat the soft grass around them. They sat down on the ground, keeping Krishna in the center, and began to open their tiffin boxes brought from home. Lord Sri Krishna was seated in the center of the circle, and all the boys, putting their face toward Krishna, either in a line or in a circle, as they began to eat as well as to see the Lord face to face. Krishna appeared to be the old of the lotus flower and the boys surrounding him appeared to be different pairs of petals of the lotus flower. And all the boys collected flowers, leaves of flowers, skin of the tree, in order to place their tiffin boxes. Thus began to eat their lunch, sticking together with the stalk. While taking their lunch, each boy began to manifest their different kinds of tests with Krishna, and they enjoyed their company with joking words, so that the boy himself as well as other friends may take pleasure in such lunching together. While enjoying the lunch with his friends, Lord Krishna, who has seen that his flute is pushed within the belt of his cloth, bugle and cane are pushed on the left hand arms. He was holding on the left palm a lump of foodstuff prepared with sugar, butter, rice, and pieces of fruit salad, which were being seen through the petals of finger joints. This way he was laughing and joking amongst his friends, and this scene was being observed by the demigods from heaven, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accepts the results of all big sacrifices, was now enjoying lunch with his friends in Vrindavan. The cowherd's boy was thus enjoying a transcendental peace in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, the cats who were pasturing nearby entered into the deep forest, allured by new grasses, and gradually they went out of the sight. The boys saw that the cats were not nearby. They became afraid of their security. Thus, immediately they exclaimed, Krishna, because Krishna was the fear of fear personified. Everyone is afraid of fear personified, but fear personified is also afraid of Krishna. Therefore, the boy immediately exclaimed by the word Krishna to get out of the fearful situation. Krishna, also out of his great affection for his friend, did not like that his friends would give up their pleasing lunch engagement and would go to search out the cat. He therefore said, my dear friends, you need not break your lunch. Go on, enjoying your lunch. I am going personally to find out where the cats are. Thus, Lord Krishna immediately started to find out the cats, just in the same position as he was eating the lunch along with friends. He had in his left hand the lump of foodstuff, as described from, and he began to search out the gaps in the trees, in the bushes, in the holes in the forest, but nowhere he could find out the gaps. That's right. And Avasu was king, and the demigods were looking on the incident with great surprise. At that time, Brahma, was born out of the lotus flower from the abdomen of Vishnu. He also came to see, and he was surprised how a little boy like Krishna could purified the stains of the Lord, and thus he stole away all the calves and the cowherd's boys in a different place, and he disappeared. Lord Krishna, therefore, in spite of searching the calves and the boys everywhere, he could not find out them, even on the bank of the Jamuna, where they were taking their lunch. However, Lord Krishna, although assumed the form of a cowherd's boy, very little in comparison to Brahma's body, still, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could immediately understand that all the calves and the boys had been stolen away by Brahma. Now Krishna thought that Brahma had taken away all the cowherds, boys and calves. How he would alone return to Vrindavan, how their mother should be aggrieved. Therefore, in order to satisfy the mothers of his cowherd's friends, as well as to convince Brahma about the supremacy of the Personality of Godhead, he immediately expanded himself as the cowherd's boy and the calves. In the Veda, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has himself expanded in so many and living entities by his energy. Therefore, it was not very difficult for him to expand himself in so many cowherd's boys and calves again. He expanded himself exactly in the same manner as the boys were different in their features, different in their physical and bodily construction, different in their clothing and ornaments, different in their behavior, in personal activities. In other words, all living entities being individual souls, everyone has different tastes, different mentality, different activities, different behavior, and Krishna exactly expanded himself in the same and position of the individual cowherd's boys. Not only the cowherd's boy, but also of the calves. We are also of different size, different color, different activities. And this was possible because everything is expansion of Krishna's energy. The Vishnu Purana, it is said, Parasya Brahmana Shakti. We actually see in the cosmic manifestation, either in the matter or activities of the living entities, they are simply expansion of the energies of the Lord, as heat and light are different expansion of the energy of the fire. Therefore, thus Krishna expanding himself as the cowherd's boy and as the calf in their individual capacities, and surrounded by such expansion of himself, entered the village Vrindavan without any knowledge of the residents what had happened in this connection. So after entering village Vrindavan, all the calves went and entered into their respective cow sheds, and the boys also to their respective mothers and homes. The mothers of the respective cowherd's boy heard the vibration of their flutes before their entrance. So in order to receive their respective boys, they came out of the home and embraced their respective wives, and out of their filial affection, milk was oozing out of their breast, and thus they allowed the cowherd's boy to drink the milk out of their body, not exactly to their boys, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had expanded in such boys and cubs. also on the approach of evening began to leave their respective children and decorating with tilak and ornaments and gave them a necessary foodstuff to eat after the whole day's labor. The cows also were away in the pasturing ground, returned in the evening and began to call their respective calves. And the calves also immediately came to their respective mothers, and the mothers began to lick the bodies of the calves. This behavior of the cows and the gopis with their respective calves and cowherd boy remained without any change, although actually the original calf and original cowherd boy were not there. There was a specific significance that the mothers, namely the cows and the gopis, developed step number 14, July 5th, 1969, Krishna expired. The dealings of the cows with their calves and the elderly gopis upon Krishna remained all the same. But the cows' affection for their calves and the elderly gopis' affection for their boys increased very much causelessly. The affection of the cows and gopis increased so naturally that even they were not the offspring and children of the cows and gopis respectively, still there was increase of affection. For 1 year continually, the affection of the cows and that of the gopis increased on and on, exactly like the affection of Krishna was before. The idea is that even the cows and the elderly gopis in Vrindavan had greater affection for Krishna than their own offspring. But after this incident, their affection increased upon their offspring exactly they had on Krishna. In this way, for 1 year continually, Krishna himself expanded as the calves and the cowherd boys and was present in the pasturing ground as if the cowherd boy were separate from the calves or the calves separate from the cowherd boys of Krishna. This expansion of Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that he is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Similarly, instead of expanding himself as the super soul, he expanded as the person of calves and cowherd boys continually for 1 year. And there was only a few days gap, 3 or 4 days gap to complete 1 year. One day, Krishna, along with Balaram, by tending the calves, entered into the forest, and on the background, they saw some cows were grazing on the top of the hill, Govardhan. Cows from the top of the hill saw on the down valley the calves were being taken care by the cowherd's boy. And immediately after seeing the cows, they began to run towards the calves, giant front and rear legs, as if they were jumping by two legs. Cows house were so much melted by affection of the crops that they did not care for the rough path from the top of the Govardhan Hill down to the pasturing ground. They began to approach the crops with their milk bags full with milk, bringing their tails upwards and their mouth necks linked. While they were coming towards the crops, the milk bags were pouring out milk out of great affection for the crops. On account of intense filial affection for the crops, although they are not their own crops, the milk bag of the cows were oozing out and milk was pouring on the ground. Cows had their own crops, but still, as soon as they came down, the crops were grazing under the Govardhan Hill. Although the crops were larger, they were not expected to drink milk directly from the milk bag. They were satisfied with the grass on the grazing ground. Still, all the cows immediately came and began to lick on their body. The calves also began to suck milk from the milk bag. The whole scene appeared to be the great bondage of affection between the cows and the calves. It was when the cows were thus coming down from the top of the Govardhan Hill, the cow herdsmen who were taking care of them on the top of the Govardhan Hill immediately tried to check the cows coming down because the system is that the elderly cows are taken care by the elderly cow herdsmen, and the grown-up calves, they are taken care by a cow herdsboy, and the system is that as far as possible the calves are kept separately from the cows so that the calves may not drink all the milk available from the cow. Therefore, the cow has a man who are taking care of the cows on the top of the hills of Govardhan. They try to check all the cows to come down. They apply their strength and attempted to check the cows, but they fail. And they appear to have been baffled in their strength and fear in their liver to check them. Because they could not check the cows coming down, they were feeling ashamed. At the same time, they were angry also. Both ways, they became very much unhappy. When they come down and saw their own children taking care of the calves, they also became very much affectionate towards the children. It was very much astonishing that although the cow herdsmen came disappointed, baffled, and angry down, still as soon as they saw their own children, their heart became melted with great affection for their children. At once, their angry mood and dissatisfaction and unhappiness disappeared. On the other hand, they began to show great filial love for the children, and with great affection raised their respective children up with arms, embraced them with great feelings, thus began to smell their aids, enjoyed their company with great happiness. In this way, all the elderly cow herdsmen, after embracing their children, when they again took back the cows on the top of the Govardhan Hill, on the way, they feelingly began to think of their own children, and tears were dragging down from their eyes out of affection. When Balaram saw this extraordinary exchange of filial affection between the cows and the calves, and the parents began to think within himself why these extraordinary things have happened. He was astonished to see that all the residents of Vrindavan became so much affectionate towards their own children, exactly as they are affectionate towards Krishna. Similarly, the cows also are grown so much affectionate towards their calves, as much they are affectionate to Krishna. He therefore concluded that extraordinary show of affection was something mystical, either played by the demigods or by some powerful man. Otherwise, how these wonderful things could take place? While he was thinking within himself about this wonderful chain, he concluded that this kind of mystical change could not happen without being caused by Krishna, whom he thought he is the worshipable personality of God. Unless it was arranged by Krishna, it could not check me also from this mystic power. Thus thinking, when he meditated within himself, he saw that all those cowherds' boys and the cows and the calves were fully expansion of Krishna. Then Balaram inquired from Krishna about the actual situation. He said to Krishna, my dear Krishna, in the beginning I knew that all these cows and calves and the cowherds' boys, either they are great sages or saintly persons and demigods, but at present it appears that they are no more those saintly sages or demigods, but they are your expansions. They are all you. You yourself are playing as a calves and the cows and the cowherd's boy. What is the mystery of this situation? Where those other cows and calves and cowherd's boy gone, and why you are yourself expanding as the cows, calves and cowherd's boy? Will you kindly let me know what it is called? Then Krishna, on the request of Balaram, briefly explain the whole situation, how the calves, cows and cowherd's boy were stolen by Brahma, and how he is concealing the whole incident by expanding himself so that people could not know that original cows, calves and cowherd's boy were already not there. While Krishna and Balaram was talking thus, in the meantime, Brahma came back after a moment's interval of his duration of life. For Brahma's duration of life, we have information from the Bhagavad Gita. A thousand times of the total years of the four ages, only 4,300,000 of years multiplied by another thousand, makes Brahma's 12 hours one day. Similarly, the one moment of Brahma is equal to 1 year of our solar calculation. So, after one moment of Brahma's calculation, that is, after 1 year of this planet's calculation, then Brahma came back to see the fun, what had happened, because he had stolen the cowherd's boy, cows and calves. He was afraid also within himself that he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and he had played the mischief for fun by taking away his calves and cowherd's boy. So he was really very much anxious. So he did not make very much late to come back. He came only after the moment of his calculation, and he saw that all the cowherds 5,000 cats were playing with Krishna in the same way, although he was confident that his former cowherd's boys, cats and cows, were taken by him and they were lying down sleeping under the spell of his mystic power. Brahma began to think within himself that all the boys, cats and cows were taken away by me, and I know they are still sleeping. How is that? A similar batch of cows and cowherd's boys and calves are playing with Krishna. How it is that these boys, cows and calves, are not influenced by my mystic power and they are still playing with Krishna? How is that they are still playing for 1 year continually with Krishna? This way, although Brahma tried to understand, who are they, that they were not influenced by his mystic power, but he could not ascertain the real fact. In other words, he himself became spelled by his own mystic power. The influence of his mystic power appeared like snow in darkness and the glow on in daytime. The glow on during night and darkness can show some glittering power, or the snow piled up on the top of the hill or on the ground can show some silver is shining during daytime, but at night the snow has no silver and glittering, nor the glow on has any illuminating power during daytime. Clearly, if a small mystic power exhibited by Brahma was in the front of a mystic power of Krishna, it was just like the snow and the glow up. In other words, when a small mystic powerful man wants to show impotency in the presence of greater mystic power, he diminishes his influence. He does not increase in influence. Clearly, even a great personality like Brahma, who wanted to show his mystic power before Krishna, became a ludicrous subject. Brahma was thus confused about his mystic power. Immediately, all the cowherds, boys, calves and cows transformed into Vishnu forms. Not to convince Brahma that all those cows, cowherds, boys and calves were not the original calves and cowherds, boys. Actually, they are sleeping under the spell of Brahma's mystic power. But the present cowherds, boys, cows and calves, as Brahma was saying, they are all expansion of Krishna, that is Vishnu. Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. Immediately, the Vishnu forms appeared Brahma, before Brahma. All the Vishnu forms were of bluish color and dressed in yellow garments. All of them had four hands connected with club, disc, lotus flower and consent. On the head there was glittering helmet of jewels. There was golden bedecked with pearls, earrings and garlanded with beautiful flowers. Just there was mark of Sivasa. Horns were decorated with armlets and other jewelries. Necks were just like consel. Legs were decorated with ankle bells. Chest was decorated with golden bells. Fingers were decorated with jewel rings, resisting the special significance of
up to the top of the head. This had a significance of Vishnu fall. And all of them were looking transcendentally, very, very beautiful. The smiling of the Vishnu falls were resembling like the moon sign. The glancing were resembling like the early rising of the sun. The glancing of Vishnu appeared as the creator and maintainer of the modes of ignorance and modes of passion. Vishnu represents the modes of goodness, and Brahma represents the modes of passion, and Lord Shiva represents the modes of ignorance. Therefore, Vishnu as maintainer of everything in the cosmic manifestation is also creator and maintainer of Brahma and Lord Shiva. That's why after this manifestation of Vishnu, Brahma saw that many other Brahmas and Shivas and demigods or other insignificant living entities up to the ants and very small straws, movable and immovable living entities were dancing surrounding Lord Vishnu. The dancing were accompanied by various kinds of music and drums, thus all of them worshipping Lord Vishnu. Brahma also realized that all those Vishnu forms were complete in mystic power, beginning from the anima perfection. For the mystic power are becoming like the atom, becoming infinite, like this cosmic manifestation, full with all the mystic powers of Brahma, Shiva, and all demigods. For the 24 elements of cosmic manifestation were fully represented in the person of Vishnu. Brahma also observed that by the influence of Lord Vishnu, all other subordinate mystic powers were engaged in his worship. He was being worshipped by dying space cosmic manifestation, reformation, desire, activity, and all the three qualities of material nature were engaged in the worship of Lord Vishnu. Brahma also realized that Lord Vishnu is the reservoir of all truths, knowledge, and bliss. It is a combination of three transcendental features, namely eternity, knowledge, and blissfulness. Vishnu is the object of worship by the followers of Upanishad, UPANISHAD. In other words, Brahma realized that all the different forms, cows, cowherds, boy, and the calves transform into Vishnu forms were not exactly the same mysticism as generally a yogi or a demigod can display by the specific power invested into them. He realized that the cows, calves, and cowherds were transformed into Vishnu murtis or Vishnu forms were not a display of Vishnu Maya or Vishnu energy, but they were Vishnu themselves. The qualification of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya is like this. It's like fire and heat. In the heat, there is qualification of fire, namely warmth, but still, heat is not fire. Similarly, the manifestation of Vishnu forms of the cowherds, boys, cows, and calves were not like that. They were all Vishnu. factually. Factually, Vishnu qualification is the truth and full of knowledge and full of belief. Another example can be given that a material object which may be reflected in many forms. For example, just like the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflection of the sun in many pots, they are not actually sun. There is no actual heat and light of the sun in the pot, although it appears like sun. Similarly, the Vishnu forms which Krishna has shown, they are each and every one of them were full Vishnu. Sattam means truth, jnana and full knowledge, and ananda and full belief. Such transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not even understandable by the scholars reading different kinds of Upanishads, because the stories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his person is so great that the impersonalist followers of Upanishads cannot reach to the standard of knowledge to understand them. Practically, the transcendental forms of the Lord is beyond the reach of the impersonalists who are pleased only to understand through the studies of Upanishad that the absolute truth is not matter, or the absolute truth is materially restricted by limited potency. Lord Brahma understood about Krishna and his expansion into Vishnu forms and could understand that on account of expansion of energy of the Supreme Lord, everything movable and immovable within the cosmic manifestation are existing. And Brahma was thus standing, being baffled in his limited power, and was conscious about his limited activities within the 11 senses. He could realize himself that he was also a creation of the material world or material energy, just like a puppet. As the puppet has no independent power to dance, but it dances according to the direction of the puppet sower. Similarly, all the demigods and living entities and everything are all subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the only master is Krishna and all others are servants. The whole world is under the waves of material spell, and they are floating like straws in the water. Therefore, their struggle for existence is continuing. But as soon as one becomes conscious that he is eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this maya or illusory struggle for existence may cease immediately. Next paragraph. Lord Brahma, who has full control over the goddess of learning and who is considered to be the best authority in Vedic knowledge, was thus perplexed and was unable to understand the extraordinary power manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, in the mundane world, Brahma is unable to understand what is the potential mystic power of the Supreme Lord. Brahma thus could not only understand the potential power of the Lord, but he was perplexed even to see the display which was being manifested by Krishna before him. Thus Krishna took compassion upon him that Brahma was unable even to see how he was displaying the forms of Vishnu transferring into cows and cowherd's form, and again in full manifestation of Vishnu expansions, he immediately put his curtain of Jogamaya. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not visible on account of the curtain spread by the Jogamaya, the energy which covers the reality. It is called Mahamaya, or the external energy which does not allow a conditioned soul to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead behind the cosmic manifestation. It is called Mahamaya. But the energy which partially manifests the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and partially he does not allow to see, that is the action of Jogamaya. Brahma is not an ordinary conditioned soul. He is far superior than all the demigods, but still he could not adjust things displayed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Krishna willingly stopped manifesting his further potential activities. In other words, the conditioned soul not only becomes bewildered, but they are unable to understand. So this curtain, Jogmaya, was drawn not to make Brahma more and more perplexed. In this way, when Brahma was relieved from the perplexity, he appeared to be awakened from a stage almost dead, and began to open his eyes with great difficulty. Thus could see the external cosmic manifestation again with his common eyes. He could thus see all around him the super-excellent view of Vrindavan, full with trees, which is the source of living condition of all living entities. Still he could not appreciate the transcendental splendor of Vrindavan, that all the living entities accommodated in Vrindavan are transcendental to the ordinary nature of common living entities. In the forest of Vrindavan, even ferocious animals like tigers and others live peacefully along with the deer and human beings without hurting each other. He could, however, understand that on account of presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrindavan is transcendental to all other places where there is no lust and greediness. If Brahma thus found Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the part of a small cowherd's boy, and he saw him that the little child with a lump of foodstuff in his left hand was searching out the cowherd boys and the cows and calves as one year before. Prashnamas for offering respect, namely Dandavat. This Dandavat word means falling down like a stick. One should offer respect to the superior Vaishnava by falling down straight his body, and just like a stick. So Brahma did it practically, fell down before the Lord, just like a stick, to offer his respect. And because the complexion of Brahma is golden, the whole thing appeared to be just like a golden stick lying down before Lord Krishna. Thus all the four helmets on the head of Brahma become touched with the lotus feet of Krishna. Brahma, being too much engulfed, began to shed tears, and with the tears began to wash the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Thus, repeatedly falling down and rising up, repeatedly he was memorizing the wonderful activities of the Lord, and thus for a long time he began to act like that. After repeating like this for a long time, Brahma stood up, peered over his eyes, seeing the Lord before him with great respect and humbleness, began to offer prayers with great attention and trembling of the body. So thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the 13th chapter, Krishna, in the matter of Brahma stealing the cups.